Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Zechariah and Elizabeth were righteous in God's eyes, careful to obey all of the Lord's commandments and regulations. They had no children, because Elizabeth was unable to conceive, and they were both very old. Luke begins his gospel by introducing us to two couples, an old couple and a young couple. First of all, we meet Zechariah and Elizabeth, who were both very elderly and very godly. Zechariah was a priest and a direct descendant of Aaron. There was no retirement for priests, and so, because there were so many of them, they were divided into 24 groups, serving at the temple twice a year for a week at a time. We naturally warm to Zechariah and Elizabeth, who were a devout couple. When Luke records that they were righteous in God's eyes, he wasn't suggesting that they were perfect, but notes their careful obedience to the Lord. Yet they lived with one great sadness. They had no children. In Old Testament times, this was considered a matter of shame and would have been confusing for such a godly couple. Old Testament scriptures refer again and again to children being one of the signs of God's blessing. Sad as Zechariah and Elizabeth were, they remained faithful to the Lord. On this particular day, we find Zechariah performing his twice yearly duty in the temple. We all live with disappointments of different kinds. They're an inevitable part of living in a broken and sinful world. The question is, how do we live in the light of them? Zechariah continued to serve the Lord and be committed to his priestly duties. As a couple, they remained faithful as they live with their deep personal disappointment. Like them, we need to pray for God's strength to faithfully serve him, even in the face of deep personal disappointments. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for your faithfulness to us. Help us to be faithful to you, whatever challenges we have to face. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you could hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a wonderful day.